And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. All the latest and hottest podcasts going up on WGNPlus.com. Thanks to the Tribune Company for that. Got one that's going to go up on WGNPlus.com. As soon as I'm done and editing it down, I was reading the Daily Mail, right? And one of the things that I noticed on the Daily Mail, at first I thought it was a joke, and I'm reading it, and it says, outrage over new phone app which allows users to video their date agreeing to sex and protecting them against rape claims. Now, me personally, I thought it was actually a cool app, and I want to get to the bottom of what is this app. And the name of the app is the We Consent app, and the executive director of the Institute for the Study of Coherence and Emergence, and they're actually the inventors of the We Consent app. Michael Lissack, he joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And hey, how you doing?
Been a long day, but I'm good.
Okay, great. So, all right, first of all, why did you create this app?
Okay, so you have to understand that we are in the middle of a big societal change with regard to how we expect young people to deal with casual sexual interactions. So the old standard, and me, look, I'm a 57-year-old grumpy old man. When I was young, the standard was no means no. And we all understood if somebody said no, you were supposed to back off and stop.
Right, right.
But that doesn't seem to be working very well anymore. And the reason it doesn't work very well anymore is that young people, to be blunt, don't seem to have a lot of discussions with each other before they jump into bed.
No, it just happens. It may be at a party and drinks are involved, and the next thing you know, that person's waking up with that next person, and
Right, and that may have been fine for the sexual liberation 1970s and 80s, but it's not considered fine now. So California and New York both have passed laws that say that with respect to college-age people, the rules are different. And the new rule is only yes means yes.
Right.
If you don't have an explicit yes, you have a no.
Right. And as far as that, before the We Consent app, I mean, was there any kind of like paperwork that they actually have to have?
Well, this was the mystery. So most of it was he said, she said. I will point out that in the military, there's over 20 bases in the United States that use a written contract if members of the military who are on that base wish to have sex with one another. And one of my partners, a group called Affirmative Consent, does publish an affirmative consent contract, but no, most people, it's he said, she said. And the problem with that is what you may have thought you were doing tonight, you may look at differently tomorrow.
Okay, so let's move forward to the We Consent app. So with this app, from what I'm reading from the stories, it says it allows you to record for about 20 seconds a video consent of that person agreeing to have nuptials. So, okay, with that being said, is that then legally binding even if somebody has been drinking or let's say drugs were involved? Does that still count?
Well, okay, let's work backwards. There's nothing that says any of it is legally binding.
Okay.
That's not what this is about. What this is about is causing the necessary conversations to happen. All right? If you've got the app on your phone and you decide to talk to your partner about the app, you're explicitly having a discussion about what you're going to do next.
Well,
all right? And I want to also make sure, because especially the Daily Mail article, which was ridiculous, leaves out half of the equation. We have another app, and the other app is called What About No?
Okay.
And just because you record a yes doesn't mean that you're stuck. Everyone has the right to change their mind at any time. So just like we have a yes app, we have a no app.
Now, one thing I want to ask you about with both apps, actually, is do you see that as being like a mood killer? Because back when I was younger, we didn't have to have, and you said it earlier, and you know, when you were younger, you didn't have to have these type of conversations. Whatever happened, happened, you know, so there was really no talk before anything happened. And with,
well, Sean, I'm gonna cut you off, all right? And I'm gonna remind you, at least when I was younger, and I'm not gonna speak to your age because I don't know it, but when I was younger, those nice people that made condoms did not yet understand to put perforations in the packaging. And I certainly had many instances of having to put up with a very awkward couple of minutes trying to get the package open. Now, if we could put up with a couple of minutes of that,
yeah,
the kids today can put up with 20 seconds of this.
I was just wondering, like, you know, especially with today's kids and with them wanting instant gratification at the drop of a dime, they're in the middle of just making out, and then they stop everything. Hey, let me grab my phone and let me videotape you agreeing to, you know, have sex. And
Sean, but you make it sound much more involved than it is. Let me walk you through the app. The app is very quick.
Sure, sure.
Okay, you hit the button, and the app says, say your name. So you would say, Sean. Then it says, say the name of the person with whom you would like to have sexual relations. And we'll make up a name. We'll say Susan. And then the phone tells you, please find your partner and point the rear camera at your partner and hit the next button. And then the phone says, partner, please say your name. So Susan would say Susan. And then it would play back the audio of you saying your name, so they would hear Sean in your own voice, would like to have sexual relations with you. Do you consent? Please say yes or no. And if she says yes, then the app says, consent confirmed. Have fun.
Okay.
And it closes.
Well, that's a better explanation. Now, let's talk information here, because we are in the information age. Where is all this information stored, and who can access that information?
Okay, so let's do storage first. From your phone, it is encrypted and sent to Amazon. Amazon, as you know, has a massive cloud service farm. When it gets to Amazon, we encrypt it a second time. So now it's double encrypted, and we ship it to offline storage. So from offline storage, no one can get to it except, it takes 4 or 5 hours to get it.
Okay.
And we get notified of any request from the server. So it's not like, oh, it's available online to be grabbed. It isn't, and it's double encrypted. Now, who can get it? Law enforcement can get it. A bona fide college or university disciplinary proceeding can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a court service with a subpoena, we obviously will be obedient and we will honor the subpoena.
Right, right.
But the users cannot get it.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
You can't take these things. Yeah, you cannot take these things and circulate them on the internet. Neither the yes ones nor the no ones. They are locked up and only available to be used in some kind of a legal or disciplinary proceeding if they're needed.
Okay.
Because again, the point isn't the video. The point isn't that you made the recording. The point is that you stopped and had the conversation.
Okay. And that clears any kind of gray area of he said, she said, correct?
Well, it tries to. Again, you could say yes at 9:55 and use the We Consent app. And at 10:05, the young lady could decide that you're a schmuck and pull out the No app and run it. I mean, you know, everything is geocoded and timestamped, so we know where and we know when.
Now, are these apps currently available on the market?
Yes, but on the market is a very strange notion. Apple refused to allow us to sell the We Consent app. In fact, their official word for it is it's icky.
Well, I mean,
and we had a debate about whether icky was spelled I-C-K-I or I-C-K-Y. But they don't like the entire concept.
Well, that's kind of interesting concerning the fact that, you know, Apple has, you know, you can get, you know, like Tinder and Grindr and all these different apps, you know, that's geared towards, you know, casual sex, you know, and here you are, you're making an app to kind of like clear the air in a sense, and they're refusing that. I mean, is it because they want their hand in their pocket, or they really think this is a quote unquote icky thing?
Well, again, I'm going to assume that your audience can cope with what I'm about to say. Silicon Valley is populated by a bunch of very nerdy, socially immature people. Apple is no exception. They cannot deal with controversial social issues. Affirmative consent, only yes means yes, is a controversial social issue. Apple wants nothing to do with it. If it's sold in the App Store, it would be being sold by Apple. They don't want that.
So with that being said, I can't even, like, I have an iPhone, so I cannot go through it.
No, yes, you can.
Oh,
that's,
I could.
I had to invent a whole other way to go about doing this.
Okay.
And the other way is very simple. That's, as you started off the conversation, I run an educational research institution. So the way you get the apps is you join our institute. Every member of our institute gets the apps for free. And membership is $5 a year. Go to the website for the apps is our slogan, which is protect=respect.com.
Cool.
And that's where you go to join.
Oh, okay, great. So if you have an iPhone, you can actually bypass the App Store and just get it straight from there.
Exactly.
Cool. That's awesome. So, all right, what's next? You know, since you have this app, are you looking to, you know, expand the product as far as more apps, or is this pretty much the main thing?
We have more apps coming. So right now we have the We Consent app and the What About No app. Our focus groups have told us that the What About No app can be a bit rough.
Okay.
And let me tell you about that app for a minute so that you know what happens.
Okay.
Let's assume that you are unhappy with your partner and that your partner is not understanding when you say no. You hit the button on your phone and the No app starts. And when the No app starts, a policeman appears. And the policeman says, "You were told no." A video of that no has been recorded and saved. What is it about the word no that you do not understand?
And that no means no. And that comes up on the phone?
And then after the policeman finishes, a stop sign appears. And underneath the stop sign, it says very politely, "And a video of you watching this no message has been safely encrypted to the cloud." So as long as the person who's being a pain has any wits about him or her, they should understand that there was now a piece of very incriminating evidence recording them watching being told no that has been stored away. They have no ability to say they have permission anymore.
Wow, this is really interesting because I never thought we would live, you know, in an age where, you know, we would have to, you know, have apps like this. Thank God you have an app, you know, for this. But I never thought in my wildest dreams that, you know, that you would need something like this while you're in the bed and you may have to actually use your phone in the middle of, you know, having nuptials. You know, I never thought we would, you know, actually get to that point, but we are. But and you have totally cleared the air about this app because, you know, as far as the Daily Mail is concerned, you know, they made it sound just like one dimensional. It was just this and that's all it is.
As I said, the problem with internet news, and the Daily Mail is guilty of this, as are a large number of other internet reporters, they never called me. They never talked to anyone here. They just wrote their own thing.
Well, this is going to go up. This is going to go up as soon as possible. That way everybody can get, you know, the air cleared on what the We Consent and the What About No app is. Guys, we were talking to Michael Lissack. He's the executive director of the Institute for the Study of Coherence and Emergence. It's the We Consent app and the What About No app. If you guys have an iPhone and you want to get this app, you can go to protect=respect.com. You can definitely download it there because it won't be available in the App Store for Apple, but you can get it there. It's protect=respect.com. Make sure you guys check out lasac.com. And if you trust me, this has been a very eye-opening for me. Because I never, like I said, I didn't think we'd gotten this far, but we actually have. Michael Lissack, thanks for joining us, man.
No, thank you, and have a great rest of the night.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.